CUSO President and CEO, Jack Antonini. How's it going, Jack?
It's going great. It's very nice to be here, Mike. And nice, Jake, appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this.
Thank you. Yeah, and likewise, thanks for taking time out. I'm sure you have a busy schedule that are making everyone's eyes spin, but
that's kind of the nature of the game here at GAC.
I agree, yeah.
Everybody's here, saves you a lot of travel. You get to meet with everybody, but it's a lot of meetings.
Nothing better than face-to-face. All right, hey, let's talk about something that's really timely right now. And it's I want to get your thoughts on the CUSO registry.
Yes, hot topic.
Yeah.
It's underway right now. Okay. Registration started February 1st, completes March 31. We've had some feedback on it because it's a new process, even though they beta tested with 25 different CUSOs. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they're asking for, which is presenting a bit of a challenge for some organizations, is they're asking not only for what their credit union clients, but what services they use. And it's a drop-down type menu. They have to like check the box of the services that they use. Mm-hmm. And for CUSOs that are large, that have a lot of customers, it's a big chore trying to figure out exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a little bit of an issue. That's something that they're working through right now. Mm-hmm. There's been some question around disclosure of the ownership of the CUSOs.
Okay.
Mostly CUSOs are owned by credit unions, but in some cases there's been some outside capital that's been brought in from a partner that may have started one or something like that. Mm-hmm. So there's sometimes some outside ownership. So what of that needs to be disclosed and who is it going to be shared with? Those are some questions that have come up. But overall, from everything I've heard, everything seems to be going smoothly.
Okay.
It's a complicated process just because it's a brand new system.
Right.
First time people are doing it. There's about 100 or so that have been completed from what we understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to go. But there's, I guess, around 300 or so that are in progress. The NCUA is literally able to see which ones have been started and you know, kind of see how far they get and then where they stop.
Where they bail
out.
That's
where they're coming up with some, obviously, some questions.
Yeah.
So they're seeing that there may be some issues that people have. They did do a webinar on February 11th to help kind of answer questions and make sure that they were addressing issues. But you know, until people really go through and do the registration, they don't really know exactly what the questions are that they're going to have. Most of the larger, more complex CUSOs are doing it later. You know, the ones who are relatively simple and straightforward with one owner, they're the ones that are kind of getting it knocked out and getting it out of the way, which makes sense.
Right.
You know, so I think there may be some clarification that's going to be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We just literally came from a meeting with senior staff from NCUA, shared with them the concerns that we've heard. They wrote down two or three things that they're going to go back and look at.
Okay.
They're going to try to see if they can't provide some clarity on some of the conflicting service issues and things like that, and maybe add a couple of additional categories to simplify things. So they're still working on it.
So you guys are kind of like the conduit to the NCOA in some sense.
That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, even though
it was something we opposed originally, it's like, well, if you are not going to be able to reverse it, the best thing to do is at least try to minimize the burden, make it as efficient as possible. And
include you guys to help out as well.
Exactly. And that's helped in a couple of ways. Like, you know, when they were originally thinking about how they were going to do this, they were going to require every credit union to verify that every single CUSO that they have either lent money to or made an investment in had registered. They decided that that was really overkill. We convinced them they didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
We said, you know, we'll ask the CUSOs that have multiple credit union owners to advise their owners that they've completed the registration. Then if a credit union doesn't get advised by their CUSO that they have completed it, then they can reach out to them instead of every credit union calling every CUSO. So I think we've saved, you know, a few thousand phone calls, made things a little bit easier. So, I mean, there's a natural process where we can add some help, you know, just because we have some fresh eyes and, you know, we try to bring a practical perspective to it.
I would think that they would take advantage of you being a really prime resource for that,
because
I mean, you're like in the thick of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they actually have done that to a pretty good degree, which has been good.
Okay.
So we do appreciate their willingness to reach out to us, work with us, and let us try to help them and help our credit unions and CUSOs at the same time.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's talk about your conference coming up, the Network Conference, coming up in April.
Yeah, April 4th through 7th out of Encore in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We've got some really new, exciting things that we're going to be doing this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing with the Next Big Idea competition. This is our fourth year. This year, we will not have one of the ABC Shark Tank judges. We had those for the last 2 years, you know, with Robert Herjavec and Damon John. But this year, instead, we're bringing in a real venture capitalist private equity guy, someone that I knew from Morgan Stanley that's done this for over 10 years, currently works at a fintech boutique firm. So we'll have a real investor that's there that's really looking to make real investments.
Yeah.
And also, you know, understands the whole business plan, how to bring a business to the workplace and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a past winner that's going to be there, as well as a senior credit union leader and a senior CUSO leader. So our four judges will be from that venue, which is great. We've got some great speakers. We've got an individual that is talking about a book that he wrote called Unthink, and it's all about how to unleash creativity and be able to help you to find creative solutions and help you to be successful in both your personal and business endeavors. Then we have another individual who is a tremendously knowledgeable person in technology, but also great on how to build teams and how to build a winning culture and how to succeed as well. So we've got two good keynote speakers that are going to be there, Eric Wall, John Spence, that we'll have at the conference this year. Great set of breakouts that we're going to be having as we usually do. And then to build on the Next Big Idea competition, we're actually taking it kind of the next step. We get a lot of feedback from the conference every year that people really enjoy networking, connecting. We've had several people, like Sarah Kanepa Bang told us, that several of her best ideas she got at the CUSA conferences.
Really?
Because you hear new things there, you're talking to people, you're brainstorming, and she was able to put together some really neat things there. Several others told us that same kind of thing, so we thought, instead of this happening randomly, why don't we work to be able to make this happen? So we're putting together a couple of different things at the end of each of the two full days that we call partner connection sessions. And those basically will allow people to kind of build on those new ideas that they hear about in the Next Big Idea competition. And we've asked people ahead of time to let us know what areas are they interested in collaborating. Because the challenge often is maybe they want to find somebody else that they can partner with to find some operational efficiencies. Or maybe they want to do something with a new IT platform or whatever. It's a hard thing to find. You don't necessarily want to do this with somebody in your own backyard.
Right.
You know, you look at like what OTS did, where Belco out in Colorado, Bethpage in Long Island, New York, the State Employees of Maryland, those three came together, set up OTS and saved $4 million a year by doing that. Then they did their shared services solutions, and they're saving millions more with that. You know, tremendous ability to be able to save money and serve their members well. So we thought what we'd do is find out where people want to collaborate and then ask them to let us know those ideas, those areas. We're bringing those teams of people together then to be able to talk about whether it's compliance or back office operations or IT or lending or how to compete with marketplace lenders. All those kind of ideas basically people have identified. We'll bring the ones together that are both looking to do those kind of things. Maybe it's two people, maybe it's 15, you don't know. But then we have people there to help facilitate those dialogues who have actually done it before. So Kirk Kordoleski, who was one of the founders of OTS and S3, he's going to be there to help it. Guy Messick, Brian Lauer, Mike Atkins and Mike Scully, the guys that run OTS and S3, they're each going to be there. They'll help facilitate these dialogues around how do you get one of these things put together?
Right.
What are the typical obstacles? How do you overcome them? How do you move forward? Help facilitate a basic business plan and discussion around
fantastic
how to
resources.
Move the collaboration ahead. So instead of just randomly meeting somebody that or randomly coming up with an idea, we're going to help facilitate that and help people get to their collaboration
you
faster
are the icebreaker. You're the icebreaker, it
we're
sounds
trying
like.
To. We're trying
the step
to.
you're giving them step one.
Exactly.
And then they can take steps two.
Exactly.
I love it.
Help move it along.
Excellent. All right, here, last thing we want to talk about, the legislative and regulatory advocacy plan. What's this all about?
Okay. Basically, we update our plan annually. Our plan this year is really focused around trying to make things easier for CUSOs and credit unions to be able to be innovative, to be collaborative, to work together. We oppose things like vendor authority that we think are an overreach that cause unnecessary costs for the industry to have to bear. So that's a key element in our plan. And we are really talking about how to be able to make it easier for people to work together, to be able to take those innovative new ideas that members want, particularly the millennials and others like that that really love these new technology ideas and all, how to be able to leverage them, utilize them in a way that really helps their membership. So that's what our advocacy is all about. It's focused on CUSOs, focused on collaboration, focused around these four pillars, if you will, that we see as the kind of the cornerstones of the industry and how they grow, and it's growth. It's innovation, it's collaboration, and the ability to be able to work together in a way that allows CUSOs to proliferate and to be successful. So that's kind of what our plan is focused on. We raise funds from people within the industry to help to be able to achieve that, and then we focus on that with members of Congress and in our regulatory advocacy.
You guys have a full plate. It's more like a buffet.
It is.
It's
it
a
is.
Full buffet.
I like that. That's a good analogy. That's excellent.
Wow. Okay, and then the last question here, I mean, what are your goals for being at the show here this year? I mean, obviously, give Nakuso, you know, a lot of more exposure and stuff. But what else are you, what's the primary goal here for you guys to wrap up?
We love to be able to connect with our members, mm-hmm. be able to see them, because this is what place where you can see everybody all at once, which is very efficient. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a great place for seeing new ideas. You know, there's a lot of new things that are in the exhibit hall, so we're going through the hall looking for new ideas, looking for something that, you know, might make sense to be able to offer within the industry. Mm-hmm. Maybe, somebody that could compete in the next big idea competition that we're doing. So we're looking for those kind of ideas, and then we also meet, obviously, with all the regulators. We meet with the other trade groups, and we meet with the NCUA board members individually to talk about the advocacy plan and those issues that we're concerned about.
So, yeah, your schedule is jam-packed.
It's pretty busy, but it's very productive, so
it's a good
can't
thing.
Complain.
It's That's a
right.
good thing. Well, thank you, Jack, for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us for a few minutes. It's always a pleasure.
Mike.
Indeed.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Sir.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Okay.